WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
With just a little more than 2 weeks to go before the Oscars, Adam Shankman is a little stressed out. He's co-producing the Oscar telecast with Bill Mechanic, and neither of them has ever done this before. Mechanic and Shankman are making some changes this year. We asked Shankman to talk about what they're up to. He directed Bringing Down the House and the movie musical remake of John Waters' film Hairspray. He's also a choreographer who got his start dancing in and choreographing for music videos. He's a judge on the TV show So You Think You Can Dance. Adam Shankman, welcome back to Fresh Air. So the official Oscar poster says you've never seen Oscar like this. So what? Give us an example of something you're trying to do different from how it's been done.
The most obvious two things are that there are 10 nominees in the Best Picture category. And the morning of the nominations, Bill and I were basically dancing a jig because the nominees represented a true cross-section of, you know, the movie lovers' tastes. And, you know, to go from Hurt Locker and Education all the way to Avatar and Blindside to District 9. I mean, it just represents everybody. And so that's really, really thrilling. And how we're handling that is very smooth and elegantly and hopefully in a way that makes people want to go out and see the movies, whether they win or not. And then
is that why it's 10 nominees now, so that there's more more zets
opportunity
for movies,
more opportunity for popular movies
to be able to say nominated for an Oscar?
Well, it's not to be nominated for an Oscar. It's to say, come watch the show because a movie you've seen is on it. You know, Avatar really kicked that up because everybody's seen Avatar. So there's a real foot race there. There's actually a foot race between a couple in some of the categories, which, you know, it's really hard these days because there's so many award shows that come before the Oscars. They kind of cannibalize the Oscars and I think the specialness of the Oscars.
Yeah, they all say, well, we predict who the Oscar winner is going to be.
But yeah, I mean,
so how is that affecting what you want to do, given that we've already seen a lot of these people accept their awards
and wear their best costumes? That's how it affects it, is that some actors say, like, you know what, I'm overexposed. I don't need to do the show. I don't want to do the show. Because I've been to the Golden Globes and the Grammys and the SAG Awards and the Haiti Tribute, and you know, and so they just don't want to come on the show if they're not actually nominated, and it's horrible because that means they're not being part of their industry. It's the Super Bowl of the year.
So when you say they don't want to be on the show, you mean as presenters?
Yeah, as presenters. We have a few key players not in place right now, but we have our desired list. But there's a few key ones missing. We have almost everybody.
Right.
We have almost everybody.
Now, how did you choose Alec Baldwin and Steve Martin to host? They co-star in It's Complicated.
What happened was Bill Mechanic and I met, had lunch, and we first had a pretty radical idea about who we wanted to host the show, which the Academy swatted down. Because
you're not going to tell me who that was,
wild
right?
Card. You know what? I'm actually going to tell you. It was Sacha Baron Cohen.
Oh no!
They thought it was too big a wild card.
Oh, it was just too unpredictable. What a good reason to watch.
Hello, that's my thing. I mean, you know, once you get hired to do the show, we don't control the nominations, we don't control the winners, but we control, you know, everything around all of that stuff. And our job is to put on the best show possible and really give the audience, not just the people in the room, but the viewing audience, the people who pay our bills, you know, a great, great evening.
I loved the idea. Yeah, if you had Sacha Baron Cohen hosting, you don't even know who'd be hosting. Because he might do it as one of his characters.
I know. I mean, it would just be spectacular. But I think the Academy felt like that. Not only is it unpredictable, but it could overshadow the nominees and all that. Anyway, then we immediately went to this idea of co-hosts. And the very cool thing about the co-host thing is that we didn't realize there haven't been co-hosts in this fashion since 1928, which was the first year of the show. And so that's another way that it's going to be very, very different, because they're going to share the duties. Their comedy is going to be very, very snappy. We all loved the way that Neil Patrick Harris did the Emmys, how he really kept them moving along. And Alec and Steve are going to be in there doing a lot of that stuff, too. But what the great thing was by having Steve it anchors it in kind of a tradition. And he is one of the most beloved hosts of the show they've ever had. And then we thought Alec made a great comic wild card, and they bring out the funniest versions of themselves with each other. The chemistry between them is so magical. When I say it's like Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis, I'm not kidding.
Are they going to sing?
I'm not going to tell you that. Oh. That would ruin a surprise.
So tell me one
Chipmunk.
Thing. That's our safe word.
That's our safe word when she starts going into territory that I'm not going to talk about. Chipmunk.
So last year, there were former winners of Oscars who read the names of the nominees and presented the Oscar. So you're doing that again this year, right?
We love the idea. We're doing something a little bit different with it. But in point of fact, something like that is going to be done. And it has to do, the way we're doing it has to do with a bit more of interconnectivity, because what was really, really stunning about last year, the way they did that, was the video clip buildup to the reveal of the stars. I mean, the editing of that stuff was so breathtaking and so big that when those screens went up and you saw the five walk out, you just like going, whoa, my God, it was so dramatic and beautiful. And then in many cases, the presenter then started talking about the person they were nominated, and they clearly didn't know who they were, basically. They were, you know, there was very little connectivity in there, and I think that was because it was a great idea on Bill Condon and Larry Mark's part, that it sounds like it took, like, it didn't kick into high gear until later, and I think it was hard getting people to do it, actually. So we are taking the idea and playing with that.
All right. And you're not going to tell me how, but that's okay. I'll be watching.
No. That's fine. I mean, just know that it will be sort of maybe not as dramatic, but definitely a little more emotional.
My guest is Adam Shankman. He's co-producing the Oscar telecast on March 7th. We'll talk more after a break. This is Fresh Air. My guest is Adam Shankman, and he is one of the producers of the Academy Awards, which will be broadcast March 7th. I don't know if you feel comfortable answering this, but since we're talking about award shows, I'm wondering what you thought of the Grammys.
I thought that it was a very interesting try at a business that has been so ravaged because, you know, basically, I mean, it was what was so incredibly weird was they had an almost 4-hour show, it felt like, where they did 22 performances and gave out like 8 or 9 awards. And, you know, every time a person would come up or they'd introduce a person, they said, earlier today, so-and-so won 7 Grammys. And, you know, but it was serious. But their ratings went up 35%. So, you know, they were on to something with that. I personally thought they front-loaded some of the best acts too early into the show. And then some of the less energetic acts were a little too late in the show. They didn't pace it right for me personally. Sorry, Grammy people. But that's just my take on it. But, I mean, that is truly a reaction to an industry that has been devastated. I think that's what happened on that show.
Can I ask you something? I know you're a choreographer and director and producer and not a costume designer, but I think you'll still have an opinion on this. I feel like I'm so tired of seeing dancers in S&M fetish wear. Maybe especially.
Yeah,
after
I think once again, that's a reaction that comes from the old school video world of, you know, this is what is sexy. How do you show sexy without being overt? And, you know, I think a lot of people just go straight for overt and obvious because it's the easiest place to go. You know, it's not particularly creative, and you know, it's funny because a lot of times you'll see them dressed like that when they're singing, even if it's like a song about a breakup. It's sort of strange. It's sort of like there's nothing in there that says like anything about lifestyle being that like crazy vinyl look, you know. But it is a very easy place for people to go to be overtly sexy, and so I think that's why it happens.
So since you're going to be backstage, do you have to worry about what to wear? Or
Oh my God, I'm so excited about what I'm wearing. You have no idea. Are you kidding? I am wearing the most beautiful. Tom Ford is making me my clothes.
Oh, no.
Yes, I can't believe it. I saw it. I did my fitting, and I basically started to weep. It was like a clothing orgasm. It was unbelievable. It was so beautiful. So I'm very excited about what I'm going to be wearing. Because then, you know, afterwards we have to go to the governor's ball and do our thing, and either hang our heads in shame and leave in a stretcher, or walk around like, you know, with our arms up like Invictus.
So do you want to describe what he made you?
What he made me? The tux? Oh, it's so cool. It's like from Casino. It's a little bit more of like the jacket. It's like this beautiful fabric. I feel so like superficial, but whatever. With these really beautiful silver threaded gold circles in it, in the tux jacket, and with this perfect fit. It's like cut to make me look like a superhero, basically. and then a shirt that basically was made by blind angels. It's so beautiful. The fabric is so brilliant. This big, beautiful, puffy black bow tie with a low cut black vest that has kind of ruching, if you know what that is, the texture of it, and then just, you know, gorgeous pants and gorgeous shoes and gorgeous everything. And I'm going to put it in a glass case when I'm done, or you know what, that's going to be my version of a wedding dress, you know, go in the box and I'll never to be touched again, except on sad moments when I'm playing All By Myself by Eric Carmen, and I'll just open it and, you know, look at it.
So one last question. Now you're producing the Oscars, and 20 years ago you performed in a production number.
Under the Sea.
yes, and Under the Sea.
And the costume number. I was Baron Munchausen in the costume number. Yeah, there's no dignity.
So what's the difference in how it looks? Watching from home on television versus like being there on stage.
Its vibe is kind of actually gorgeous mid-century, and it's sexy. There's screens everywhere, and you know, being in the room. Well, first of all, being in the room, it's very hot, and it's not particularly comfortable, and you know, there's camera equipment all over the place, and you're there, and you're just watching. It's like going to a big Broadway show, you know, with a gigantic stage. But being on the stage and looking out, basically you see in the first 10 rows every movie star who's ever breathed, you know, it feels like, and you're close enough to touch Meryl Streep. So for these it's crazy, you know. But I think I think it's actually nicer for the TV audience, because it's just more comfortable. And there's also all these great games that you're going to be able to play this year, because we've done so much work to create like interconnective tissue between the presenter and either the nominee or the winner or the tribute, that I think it'll be fun for people to try to guess how the things are connected. There's a bit of a 6 degrees kind of a thing that we're doing.
Well, thank you, Adam Shankman. Thanks so much for talking with us. Good luck.
Thank you. I need it. Cross your fingers and watch. Just watch it. Watch for either the train wreck or for the fabulousness. That's what I think, you know.
Adam Shankman is the co-producer of this year's Oscar telecast. He also directed the movies Bringing Down the House and the musical version of Hairspray. And he's a judge on So You Think You Can Dance. The Oscar ceremony is March 7th. You can find links to interviews with all five of the Best Director nominees on our website, freshair.npr.org.